Welcome to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, a weekly podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, and the other host is my lovely wife of almost 10 years, Angela Keita Moore Tanksley.
In this podcast, we tackle every single topic out there: pop culture, politics, life, love, relationships, parenting. We even take the suggestions from our listeners.
So tune in every Wednesday on SoundCloud, iTunes, or YouTube.
Listen in to our hilarious conversations to find out, is this going to cause an argument? Let's see. What's up? So glad to be back, family.
What's happening, everybody?
So tonight, it's already late, but we're going to give y'all another good podcast. You know, we have to do this once the kids go to sleep. We can't do this during the day because it just would not get done. Y'all have seen our kids. Most of you all have.
Yeah.
What do you call them? What's their nickname?
Mr. Hyde and Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. And I don't even know what you would call little Marcus. He's not aware most of the time.
Yeah. Can't get right.
Can't get right. I called the twins Fifi and Fofum the other day.
Yeah.
Because that's the type of life we live. So it's 10:35 p.m. and we're getting this podcast in so that you all will have something this Wednesday. Thank you guys who had already watched last week's podcast and commented. That was a good one. It was a fun one. Yeah. Marcus was on one. You definitely were.
I was on one.
You just were. You were silly. It's all
hell. Did I do mic check? Test. I can't hear me.
Yeah, you did mic check.
All right.
Yeah. But tonight is going to be a light topic again. I'm going to cover two things. One, something we were supposed to cover to begin with, but we didn't get a chance to because we took 3 weeks off. So hopefully you'll be able to go back into your memory to remember this. But why are you looking at me that way?
Hurry up, say it. It's late.
Don't rush me. The topic that I wanted to bring back up is Get Out, the movie.
Oh. So Get Out of what? Yeah, that
by was a good one. Michael Peele, is that right?
One of them. One of Key and Peele, the short one.
Yeah, Michael Peele. I think it's the first name that I'm not sure if I'm getting right. It's not Michael. It's Jordan Peele.
Yeah. With their names sounding so much, they don't sound alike, but for some reason they do. And then the other one having such a jacked up first name, it's hard to figure out who's who.
Keegan Michael Key. And then Jordan Peele. I just took the middle name of the tall one and put it on the short one. Get Out. So we saw this about 2.5-3 weeks ago.
Scoot over. You on my side of the table.
Well, because you sit, you
could you put us in
weird.
This awkward? You sitting where? Both of my feet are on the floor. You sitting with?
I couldn't because you got your legs open
you, this
all
is
wide.
An awkward position.
We always sit in the corner.
No, we just started doing this.
We've been sitting in the corner
for a
anytime.
While now because I let you have your way.
So don't say we just
right,
now
then.
Started
well,
doing this.
Don't be
complaining
about
it. You just said we did it for a while. What? You just contradicted yourself within matters
well,
of seconds.
Well, don't complain about this right here, the arrangement we got going on. Just go.
You're not
stay on
doing
your side
it
of the table.
Correctly is all I'm saying.
Back to the movie.
Back to a movie.
Now this.
So, we'll just forewarn you, there might be some spoiler.
If you ain't seen it yet, then you...
Spoiler alert.
You should have went and seen it by now.
Yeah, you should have. So, first of all, your overall opinion of the movie. Did you like it, not like it, could have been better, what?
No, I liked it. It coming from the source, coming from...
What?
Key and Peele, one of them.
Peele. Mm-hmm.
Peele. Even from the show, you can see he's kind of a deep guy. Like, some of their sketches. Yeah, no, he comes off, you know, you can tell his mind and he goes out there. He thinks left field.
I don't get that from him, but okay.
But the part about it, what I like, well, not the part, the movie itself, because it was a horror film, but it had a lot of comedic relief, was different.
Uh-huh, definitely.
And that, and when I say coming from the source, that's what I mean. It's like it definitely hit a definite point or a few different points about society and everything. Hearing everybody's opinion about the movie, I didn't take it as deep as everybody said it was. Like, oh my God, once you see it again, there's so many points. Like, no, I saw all those points the first time. Mm-hmm. I don't see what, like, the whole subliminal message that they felt was being, y'all need to watch it again. They're sending a message. I'm like, no, that wasn't subliminal. It was a definite this is what this movie's about. Like, you know, it's like, so I was set up for that, to be looking for all these little hidden things, but nothing was hidden to me. But it was definitely a different take, because their show itself, you know, just with them working together on the Comedy Central thing that they have, they definitely have a different approach to comedy and everything. So that movie being a horror movie coming from him was a different approach, but I liked it. I liked the setup. It was like I said, it made you think as far as, oh, that's deep, like how they went about, not deep.
I was about to say, you did it again.
Yeah, I keep saying deep. I don't know. I can't really put my finger on it, but he's weird.
He's so funny.
In a good way. He's weird. And like, just the way the certain things in the movie came off weird, but in a good way, but it was like, at a loss for words.
That don't ever happen.
I know, right? yeah, just the way he went about doing it, and with that comedic relief in a horror, because you don't get that a lot. And if you do, it's usually like, you know, back in the 80s where they had the movies where it's like ignorant comedy with it just don't make sense. But no, it was good.
I thought that he took an experience. What I liked about it is he took a very common experience, black experience, and flipped it on its head and made it into something horrifying. And in a way it is, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it was almost like, it's like what you do in sketch. You take, you take something and you blow it out of proportion. And I like how he did that, because one of the first things that I had said to Marcus when we got out and we ran into our realtor was, it reminded me of when he used to come out to California and visit me, and people would just assume that he played basketball for a team. And what I mean by just assume, they would ask about the team.
Yeah.
How's the team doing this season?
How far are y'all going this year?
And I'm like, are they talking about us? Right. Well, hopefully they'll make it through to the end.
And it wasn't like people she knew. It was just random people.
Yeah, strangers. Strangers
at the airport,
on the street.
In the grocery store.
They just assumed, based off of his height and his stature, that he played ball. And I have never seen anyone. I mean, there's been a couple of times people assume, because I was a black female, that I would run faster than the white females that were around me. And sadly,
sorely misunderstood.
They were wrong. But I have never experienced someone looking at me and just assuming physically I could do something to the extent that it was happening to him. And it blew my mind. So to see in this movie, you know, these white people like looking at him and his muscle,
like a specimen.
Yeah, like a specimen. It just
I know I'm not the only one. I know a lot of black dudes get that. That's like the icebreaker when being approached, and you can always tell when it's someone that don't know exactly how to approach you with the conversation, but all of a sudden they'll just open up and start talking about their family member that does really well in sports. And it's just like, I honestly don't care. Like,
right.
You know, it almost makes me want to open up with like about a chess championship or something.
It's just, I
need to do some research. I'm going to start doing that. Cause that happens even today. It happens all the time at work, in public. It's like, my grandson, he's so great. He's a really good ball player. You know, our coaches went out and they actually came to the house and invited us over. It's like, okay.
Yeah, they just assumed.
I'm actually into cars.
Plays.
Like, that's,
and that he's really into sports. Yeah. Like, and that's not even him. So I just, watching that, I was like, wow, there is a sort of like product you turn the person into that you expect, oh, you look this way, so this product should also function as this.
Yeah.
So I thought that was amazing. I also like the acting in it by the two people who were under the control of, you know, the dead grandparents.
Yeah.
The woman in
the
helpers in the
helpers
house.
With the plantation, quote unquote.
Oh yeah, the workers. They were so, the eeriness that they, like again, I said, spoiler alert, the eeriness that they were able to convey during it, like it was the, especially the female. Yeah. When she hit him with the no, and then tears just started coming out of her eyes.
But smiling. She was smiling with tears coming out of her eyes. Like,
it was so good. Yeah.
And then also seeing them go through what you go through when you're like at the hypnotized level, or that, you know, the psychotic thing that trance that she would put him in. It's like, almost feeling yourself go there. Like, you know, you've been on medicine or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're removed from yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
So seeing that, not having control over your body, but seeing exactly what's going on and experiencing everything, but not being able to control what's going on, is like, that could send you on a mind trip.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, I love whoever came up with that visual. I don't know if it was
Jordan. Probably did.
That visual was amazing.
He's an avid weed smoker. I'm pretty sure he's...
Yes, that is definite. That is definite. That is a definite about him that I do know. Well, at least they talk about it enough that I'm like,
that's his go-to.
But yeah, I love that visual of the like abyss with a window into the real world.
Yeah.
It was so good. Of course, Lil Rail, I think that's his name. I didn't make that up. Is he Lil Rail? The comedic relief in the...
The comedic... I don't know him.
He's Lil Rail. He's in the Carmichael show.
He is, yeah.
I think that's his name.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that is.
I'd have met him and everything. My brain is just slipping. Don't shake your head, no.
Nah, because he's going to see you. He gonna see his podcast. He gonna see you again. Like, I'm sorry. Who are you?
He only knows me in the context.
Ain't nobody gonna watch this.
He was a great comic.
He was honest. Like that character itself.
Just goofy, but funny. Really funny.
Yeah.
The girlfriend.
Yes.
I love how the girlfriend played her role. Like,
yeah.
She kept that thing until the final moment. You hear me?
And I said that early on. Remember, I called her so early.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, oh, she's part of it.
But she played it like she wasn't. Did. I was just like, oh, she was like, I'm going to get him to apologize. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. No one's going to treat my man that way. Well, y'all both going to get shot in the South.
This is ridiculous. I
like the parents. The parents were good.
Yeah, they were both really good. I wish I knew a little bit more about that weird brother. Like, why he was so weird, why he was so effed up compared to the rest of them.
Yeah, well, that was almost like that's their henchman. You know, he's the hitman. Like,
probably
put him in karate, put him in martial arts in case one of these Negroes got out of control.
And then he handles it. Yeah. No. Anything that you wish was different about the movie?
I mean, you asked me kind of far out from seeing it.
I can tell you what mine is while you think about yours.
Go ahead, tell you.
I wish there was a little more closure on the dude, the first dude that he flashed the camera to.
Yeah.
Because I was like, is he going to go save him?
Right.
Like, we got to save all the other blacks that are under this.
No closure as far as what else happens, but. Yeah, they just left it open like it.
But I mean, that's a horror film.
Like the fact that y'all know dude, you know his family, you know his people. It sounds like y'all halfway know some people that grew up with him.
But it was sad to know that like the only way out was for them to kill themselves. That was sad.
Yeah, well, that was that wasn't the only way out.
Yeah, there was no way to get their mind back.
Well, that you don't know that.
No, that's what was said.
Who said it?
The dude, when he told him what was going to happen, he was like, I will control your mind and you will just be watching. That's it. That's the end of it. And the only reason why I'm like, oh, there must not be a way. There definitely isn't a way out, is because the grandparents were dead in the people still were under control of the grandparents.
The dude that ended up killing himself.
Granddad.
Granddad. But it sounds, it's like he was so messed up, but it wasn't one of those things because it was like in the heat of the moment. I didn't feel like they put off the thing of, once this happens to you, the only way out of it is for you to.
Oh, that's exactly what I thought. That's the reason that's the reason why he's not going back to go save him. Because
he was at a completely different house altogether.
Right. I mean, we'll go to save him. Look, it would have been that hard to find him. But no, the people.
You chain him up, flash him.
The people.
He might be straight. Like, hey, calm down. We're going to get you some help.
I don't think so. The reason why is because even after the white people died, they still have control over their mind.
Yeah, because you in that trance until you brought out of it.
I don't know.
Because the dude hesitated to kill himself.
When?
After he got flashed and they were fighting.
He
shot the girl.
He didn't hesitate. He turned that dang
on. No, it wasn't like boom. But it was like he like thought about it for a second, but he realized his mind was so messed up.
Nah, I didn't see it. I didn't see no hesitation. Y'all tell us. Tell us if you saw it. No, I was wide awake. Tell us if you saw it. If you saw a hesitation by the plantation hand guy. He was great. He was like, she's a looker, and she... He was so weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, was that the only thing? I told you what I would change. You agreed. Was that the only thing? Yes. Yeah, oh, you just tired of the topic. See, this.
No, I'm not. I can't think of nothing. Mm. I told you it was far out.
Anyway. Okay, so this is the other topic that I randomly want to talk about with you over this podcast.
I never know what we're going to talk. Y'all hear it at the same time as I do.
Yes, because it doesn't matter. Even if I do tell him ahead of time, it's not like he's really going to think or do
I do
something.
Think about it, because now you're gonna about to ask me a question. I'll be sitting here in silence. You're gonna be like, Marcus, we got dead space.
No, you're gonna be able to answer it. This is not something far from your wheelhouse. I watched a video on a Brazilian butt lift today, and the girl's butt, she didn't do like what these girls are doing now, where it's like so extraordinarily out of proportion that you're just like,
yeah,
really
stupid. PSA, that looks stupid.
I mean, they're dudes who like it.
They stupid too. It looks absolutely horrible.
So she didn't do like the Kim Kardashian or the Nicki Minaj or any of that extraness. She just made her butt look nice. And not even nice in a, dang, that girl got a dope
a
butt.
A proportionate nice butt. What's your question?
What is your thoughts on that? Because we've had asked him. Yeah, she just had fat moved around. I asked Marcus a while ago because I showed him a picture. Y'all know, I'm not sure if y'all be in this mess, but it happened to come up in like my Instagram things you might like. T.I. and his supposed new girlfriend, who's a video model or whatever. Somebody posted a before picture from her back in the day and now. And she was like a skinny girl, but very straight up and down. No hips, no boobs, and now she's very curvy. Full breasts, she's got hips and butt for days. And I asked Marcus, I was like, okay, so look at the difference. How do you feel about that? Is it because visually, yeah, I can see if that was naturally how a woman was born, how a dude would be extremely attracted to it. But I was trying to wrap my mind around, are most dudes like still attracted to this even though they know that things have been moved
I mean, you always got those dudes that don't care. It's like this whole butt and hip thing is new, but like you have breast implants and a lot of guys didn't care,
right?
You know, it's like the bigger the better. They don't care how big and fat they are, they want them big, and it is what it is. And this is a lot of dudes like that with the butt. It's like I know dudes, most dudes that I know that aren't like these extremely shallow guys that just go for, you know, these plastic put together chicks or these potato heads, because you're literally just taking pieces and from something else and put them on there. It's just how I look at it. I know dudes that aren't into that, and any, you know, you have guys that question like, is that real? Is her butt real? It's like, you can always tell if a butt is big if it's real. Any man that, like, you know, pays attention to the human body, if you got a big butt, you're going to have muscle structure to support it. So when you got these chicks walking around with these real big, plump butts and these skinny, frail-looking legs, it's like, it looks stupid. It's like, you have no structure to support that. Actually, I was on the phone with Angel either today or yesterday, and it was a lady walking through, and it's like, I don't know if she had implants or if she made God mad enough to make her butt shape that way, but it looked like... something happened in her pants. Like she had on like real thin like leggings or tights or whatever, and I was like, it's so one side is extremely lopsided and flat. I'm like, I don't know if she has on the drawers and something happened in the drawers, you know, they got the padded underwear to where like the little pad like flipped around or upside down or if that's inside her skin. I was like, something is wrong, and she just walking through thinks she just is cute. I'm like, you look real ignorant right now.
Hopefully it's not with
yeah,
God.
But to answer your question, I'm not in. I'm like, I'd rather, you know, if you straight up and down and you want body, work out, build up some muscle. If you do enough squats, lunges, and leg press, you're going to get thighs and butt.
I don't know if you're going to get that much thighs and butt.
No, you ain't get that much, but it's going to be a nice shape. Ain't nobody going to be like, oh, well, you could use some more.
I mean, I don't, listen, I don't know if that's honestly the case, that it's going to be, you're going to have like enough where somebody's like, oh, that looks better. But
you have no choice. You build muscle.
I know you build muscle.
Muscle grows. It's like if you do curls with one arm is going to be bigger than the other one.
Right. No, I get that. I get that. But I don't know if you're going to have like booty. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to have a booty because you did, just because you did squats. Okay, you don't get it. Okay.
I get what you're saying.
But, okay, but after seeing this girl's Brazilian butt lift, I was like, now that I would do. She had some fat moved from behind her back where, like, right underneath her bra, her inner thigh. She had fat removed from four different places. I think maybe some from her stomach. She was really nice-shaped girl. This girl was not far from... Her shape was fine the way it was. And she had had other plastic surgery or whatever. But like her butt, she said that she had no booty before. It wasn't bad at all. But her butt just looked smooth and like nice shaped. And I said, now see that, I can understand. I can get with that. Like the big, fake, like juicy butts. I don't, for some reason in my head, it doesn't make sense. Like I don't know. Maybe because I sit on my butt. I feel like I do so many things with my butt, sitting mostly. But like working out, running, it seems weird to have that much extra.
It looks, like different strokes with different folks. I think it looks stupid.
So what would you think about that if I was just like, well, no, I want to take some of my inner thigh fat and just put just a little bit to smooth my butt back out?
I would say let's spend 3-4 months in the gym going hard and see if we can get them same results.
Well, no, cellulite does not go away.
From I ain't saying nothing about cellulite.
That's what I mean by smooth it out.
Cellulite can come right back.
What if, so you're saying if
that's
I
my
was
answer.
Like,
I just answered your question.
You're saying, but if the doctor said, oh no, there's a less chance that that's going to come back.
The doctor don't know what they're talking about. I asked him, have you ever had cellulite and worked it off?
No, but I know, the only reason why I know that that doesn't necessarily move cellulite is I know a lot of women who have worked and lost weight and like worked out, but the cellulite goes nowhere.
Okay. But are they fit?
Yeah.
All right then.
But that's, I guess you're just saying, oh, if you fit, just be happy. Even if there is cellulite. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, if that was your answer to, or a question to, would you like this? That would be my answer.
So I'm saying, okay, so let's run. If I were fit and I had cellulite and I was like, yo, let's take some of this extra fat, this little extra meat right in my inner thigh and move it to my butt.
If it's still there after the 4 months, possibly. I have yet to see that. I ain't seen nobody that's fit working out like that with that much cellulite. Not say it don't happen, but if it's just a small level, if you looking at it like, oh my God, look at the cellulite, and everybody else is looking like, what are you talking about? Then I'd be like, all right, you lost your mind.
So it would have to be to a level where other people would notice is what you're saying.
If I don't notice it, you leaving it alone.
Really?
Yeah. That's how I feel. Go pay some doctor to move cellulite from one place to another.
It's not moving cellulite. It's moving mass.
All right. Mass. You can move the mass.
No, I can't move thigh meat back here. It's not going to happen. That no amount of working out in the gym is going to make that happen. You can't move your fat or your meat or your mass to other places.
You can
places.
Move the fat. You can get rid of it.
You get rid of it, but that's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to moving it to another place.
All right, well, that's my answer.
Oh, so it has to be something that you don't feel comfortable with in order for you to support it.
I don't see where and what you could possibly move to where we couldn't just be like, all right, we got these bikes that you never ride that we can get on. We got these gym memberships that neither one of us is using right now.
The kids. I was using it strongly, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm just like, we have those options available. Those other options, let's use those.
I am not saying...
Do you want me to just say yes?
No. Because I think you are thinking I'm talking about getting in shape. I'm not talking about that. That's like...
You're not talking about that. You're talking about how would you feel if I wanted to move this, that, and the other.
Yeah, because you're bringing up the gym as if that's even...
That's...
Go, tell me, that's what?
That's my solution to that.
Okay, so I guess that's what I'm saying that you're not getting. if I was in the best shape I would ever be in at the age that I am. And I was like, yeah, I want to smooth out my butt by moving stuff over. Because like right now, you're looking at me as the fat angel that I am right now. And I'm saying, remove that. We're talking about angel that's fit. Oh, she in the gym. Oh, she doing such a good job.
And I'm going to say, in my opinion, don't touch your body. It looks just fine. What about this? Are you not understanding?
Well, no, I just, because you're saying my solution is go to the gym. And I'm like, that's not a solution.
Okay, that's my answer. We do this all the time. We just start talking in circles.
Because he's y'all not
probably
trying
see
to
her
listen.
Point of view, and y'all probably see my point of view, but we ain't gonna see each other.
Your answer is you don't think it needs to be touched. The answer can't be go to the gym because that is all not
right.
Solution.
I don't think it needs to be touched.
That is your answer. Yes, now I get it. That's just very surprising to me that you wouldn't support it.
Okay.
I mean, you would support other surgeries.
I only got one surgery I would support that you talked me into.
I didn't talk you into it. How did I talk you into it?
Because you pleaded your case, feeling, how I want to do this, I want to do that.
I didn't do that, no. Right. So we're talking about breast augmentation right now. I didn't talk this man into it. He saw
you,
my...
No, you said... You said this is what's gonna happen and this is what I'm gonna do. Who am I gonna be like, no, you're not?
No. I'm telling you, when you got on the page of no, that seems like a good idea. Do you not recall when you were just
I'm
like,
when that milk came in the second time around, I was like, all right, now hold on.
The first time around, when I was pregnant with little Marcus, yeah, he was just like,
because baby was all small and her chest just blew up. She ain't never had to be that boy said, Hey there.
Because he's never been a boob dude. So that was never a thing for him. And then when I had big boobs, he was like, that's extra, actually really nice. That's really nice. Yeah. Yeah, you could get those. It wasn't me. I mean, because of course, I don't need you to co-sign with it. If I was going to get it done, I'm going to get it done. But that's when you did co-sign. It was, yeah, let me sign my name on that dotted line.
Yeah. Hence cosign, meaning you already think I'm saying that for you, because we got a lot of listeners that don't be listening to the whole conversation. They'll be like, oh, it was his idea for you to get the bread. No, I co-signed.
He has never asked me to. He's never been like, yeah, you should get your boobs done. That's never been something that he has ever like suggested. It was something that I talked to him about like a long time ago, just as a like, what if I got this done? Maybe after I have kids, I would want to get this done. And then, like I said, after I had that first one, and you saw what they could look like,
and it came back again, second time around.
Yeah, you were like, yeah,
there it is.
These are nice. These are real nice. Yeah, they look real good. But that's the only one that you could. What if I was like, let me just get my nose together?
No. Like, you can get these divorce papers together.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not with that.
You not?
Mm-mm. No plastic chick.
But there's some people whose stuff look good that you would never know.
Okay. Because I wouldn't know about it.
Let me get it. I'm going to get it. He has something on his nose, and I was just going to grab it. You could have played it off, and I just would have grabbed it. You would have known.
I would have known.
They would not have known.
But I know. I don't care if they know or not. I don't want you picking up my nose.
I wasn't going. It was hanging.
Stay on. Stay. You got
ADD.
It
was hanging off of your nose. Okay. I was just, you wouldn't have felt it.
Big grubby fingers. I ain't going to feel it on my nose.
I wasn't going to have to touch your nose, is what you're not understanding. We were talking about plastic surgery. Yeah, there are people who you wouldn't even know they've had plastic surgery.
If I don't know, that's fine.
But if you know.
Yeah.
Why? What? Tell me.
I'm just not with it.
Is there a bigger explanation so everyone else can understand as well?
I'm just not a fan of it. Can
you be more specific other than I'm not a fan?
No. For people have preferences. Some women don't like small shoulders. Some men don't like big butts. Some men don't like flat butts. I don't like plastic surgery on chicks.
Known plastic surgery on chicks.
Yeah, if it's plastic surgery and you don't know it's plastic surgery, then if I don't know, okay, I'm fine with it. But I'd rather not be with somebody with a lot of facial reconstruction that wasn't medical.
That wasn't a medical necessity?
Yeah.
So you couldn't be with Kelly Rowland?
I don't know. If I was with her before and then after, I don't know.
Because she's at it and she looks great.
She does. It seems, something seems extremely vain about that when you already look perfectly fine and you decide, oh, I'm going to adjust my nose. Like Beyonce, I find something very vain about that. You was already beautiful. Like, leave your face alone. Same with Kelly.
But the thing is, it's not about...
That's my opinion.
I know.
I'm saying that for the listeners because like, they don't tend to listen to the whole thing. But go ahead.
What are you saying? But if a person is ugly to everybody else, it's okay if they get themselves
beautiful? You know, good and well, Kelly and Beyonce didn't think they were ugly.
I don't think they thought they were ugly, but I think they thought it was something. It's just like somebody who feels like, like when you complained about your calves and you were just like, you started working your legs really hard and you got your legs to a point. It's the same thing except for there's
And guess what? My calves still didn't grow. I'm squatting 400, damn near 500 pounds. And my calves was the exact same size.
Let's just think about your body in general. When you didn't like it, it was skinnier than when you wanted it. You got into the gym, you bulked up, you got it to where you really liked it. That's what you were able to do. There are certain things to your face that don't matter how much you work out.
I will never have eyebrows. And there is things that I could do to thicken my eyebrows up. But guess what? These are my eyebrows. So they're going to stay just like it.
But for, those are your eyebrows. It's all about accepting the things you cannot change. And for them, there was something that they could change. And the thing is that Kelly's nose looks good.
It does. Beyonce's does too. Yeah. They don't change what I think.
Of course, and yes, most plastic surgery is vain. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of plastic surgery is not medical necessity at all. We are definitely, just like most bulky muscles aren't a necessity. It's a vain thing. You're just like, yeah, I want these big old pecs and these big biceps.
Not necessarily.
A lot of times it is vain. You don't need
to. You can't say a lot of times.
Yeah, if it's, I'm saying big.
It could be confidence. It could be any of those things.
That's like, the same reason why a lot of women get plastic surgery is to help build their confidence.
Okay. All right.
Don't try to cut me off. This is what we're talking about. Don't try to cut yourself off. This is a conversation.
It is a conversation.
So what were you about to say?
Nothing. I can't even think of the words to say it. That's why I had to stop myself. It's just going to turn into a ramble, and we already 30 minutes in, and it's 11 o'clock.
Okay, it is 11:07. You guys, let us know what your thoughts are about plastic surgery and whether or not you agree with it, whether or not you would ever consider it. If you think Marcus is hitting the nail on the head with, hey, don't be so vain, or do you know other men? Are you dating a man that would be like, absolutely not. Don't you cut on your body. Leave it alone.
Yeah, that man love you the way you are.
I mean, Halle Berry, she looks gorgeous. And she's had a nice amount of plastic surgery, too.
She does.
I mean, I don't know.
How she looked before the surgery?
Her nose was a lot. I'll show you before and after. And you will be like, yeah, she looks better.
All right.
She did. I mean, aesthetically, in my eyes, and for sure in her own, she looks better. Sometimes that's not always the case.
Neil, that's a trendy thing, too.
What's trendy?
Right now, everybody's going for a narrow European-looking nose.
That ain't trending. That's been what everybody's always been doing. Nah, what?
No, it ain't.
What they been doing before that?
Say what?
What were they doing before that if it wasn't a European nose?
They weren't doing no noses before, but they made
Yes, they were.
How long plastic surgery been around?
Marilyn Monroe got her forehead shortened. That was back when stuff was still in black and white. It's been around for a while.
It's still a trendy thing. It's like
European noses.
I'm about to go to a whole different topic, and it's already late, so we'll end that there.
Oh, well, you brought it up.
It's still trendy, though. Just because it's been around for 50 years don't mean it ain't a trend.
A trend is something that comes and goes away.
Yeah.
And it has not proven to go away. So that's the reason why it's not a trend to me.
Okay.
I disagree.
All right.
Okay, you can say okay all day. Yeah.
Whatever, come on.
Yeah.
Make sure you bleep that out. Come on.
Now I'm going to leave it in there.
All right, y'all. I'm up way before you. Are you going to end it? Are we done?
If we're both hosting, you can go into the ending.
You the one got all the social media stamps?
You know them. Come on. Come on.
And I'm about to get up and walk away from this computer.
If Marcus, you acting like you can't end it. Do it.
Follow us. You can watch this on YouTube, That Chick Angel TV, and you can find Angel on all the social media, That Chick Angel or Angel Akita at something.
Angel the Actress. That Chick Angel TV, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all of it. See, it's real simple, sir.
Yeah, it was simple when I just said it.
You said Angel Akita.
Y'all have a good one. We'll catch y'all next podcast.
Bye, guys.